But also, he wanted the energy to flow more freely. And he knew, and I know it too, but I have a different decision about it. He knew that the words spoken, the verbalization, even if in a tiny way, acts to limit the energy a little bit. Makes the transmission behind the words a little less potent. So that was his choice, to not speak out loud. And he drove his disciples crazy too. He was one of those in the modern times who very much used the ancient methods that look like purposeful frustration but are actually the teaching of surrender and patience. And there's a very famous story about Meher Baba, about how he, at a certain point after his ashram was well established, asked his disciples to build a tower, and he wanted it in a certain place in the ashram. And he designated where he wanted it, and they built the tower. It was a lot of hard work. And as soon as it was finished, he said, "I changed my mind. I want the tower, but I don't like how it looks there. I want it over there." So the master has spoken. So they took it apart, rebuilt it over there. Now you know the rest. This happened one more time and one more time, and people started going nuts. And some people came and said, "What are you doing? We've rebuilt this thing 5 times now. Every time we're done, people are so exhausted. It takes 3 weeks to build the tower." And we've rebuilt it 5 times now, and all the work of deconstructing it, taking it apart, moving the bricks over there, that's another week. We've spent months and months now moving this damn tower. What's this all about? And in that process, people got frustrated, and people got angry, and some people left. And they go to him and they'd say, "Baba, people are leaving. So-and-so, who was on the work crew for the tower, just packed their bags and left." He didn't say anything. And then it really built to a fever pitch where everybody was complaining. Not every single body, but many people were complaining and saying, "He must have lost his mind. All those years of not saying anything, he's lost his mind." And of course, you know the rest. The true disciples, the ones who were mad in love with him, never complained or questioned any of it. Were happy to do whatever is asked, whether it made sense or not. And this is a beautiful weaning technique.
What beautiful about it? I wouldn't do it.
That's why it's beautiful. Because it gets rid of the people who aren't willing to pay for the truth, who aren't willing to give whatever it takes for the truth to come to them. And the master never has to throw anybody out. He never has to tell anybody they're not cutting it. He never has to say, you know, "You're just not the right person," or "You might be mistaken. Maybe somebody else is your master." He doesn't have to say a word. They self-select. They pack their bags and they go. It's a beautiful technique. And it's also beautiful from the other side. Those who are willing for anything, whose desire for the truth is so burning bright, that they'll put up with anything. And that's what it has to be if you want the real truth. They get to see that phenomenon in them. It's a purification. They get to see, "Look at this. I'm taking apart this tower, I'm putting back this tower, I'm covered in sweat, I got dust all over me, and there's no complaint in me." They get to experience themselves as faithful, as having no complaint, as not being disturbed by this on the surface wacky looking phenomena, back and forth with the tower, back and forth. They notice for the first time, I'm not upset. I know I would have been 5 years ago, 10 years ago, before I met this Mayor Baba guy, I would have been upset, but now I see I'm not upset. Something has changed in me. I can accept more for the truth than I ever realized. It was beautiful from every angle.